Chris McManus, we're here now in the European Parliament, and in fact, there was an initiative here about helping airlines to continue to kind of deal with the fallout of COVID. But what do you have to say about the assistance that is going to be needed, in your view, for regional airports in Ireland?
Well, the Parliament is voting on this slot utilisation, as it's referred to, and that's about relaxation of usage of air routes, you know, and the rules. And they were brought in as the pandemic started, and quite understandably so. And I welcome the continuation of that derogation. But we need to be very conscious that passing such rules and regulations only benefit the very large national, international type airports, those with very heavy traffic air routes between, you know, major cities all across Europe. And there seems, and I know from representing and meeting management in regional airports in the west of Ireland, there seems that sense of less regard within the European Union in regards to those regional and community airports. They're in a very pivotal position if we look after and nurture them to ensure that our regions grow in a similar and greater way to the larger metropolitan areas. So in the Midlands Northwest, that would mean, you know, that the likes of Donegal and Knock Airport feel that you know, and quite understandably, that they're given a short shrift in that regards. So I think it's very important for the not only the EU but also the Irish government to step up, and there, it's very important, and it's important for a number of reasons that we look after our regional airports like Donegal and Knock. First and foremost, it addresses regional imbalance. I live in the west coast of Ireland, and we see day in, day out that sense of feeling that we're second-class citizens over on the west coast. And not only is it something that we sense, it has now been quite categorically stated by the EU Commission, who have said a number of years ago that we've been downgraded to one in transition. And in a report a few weeks ago, they said that our region was now lagging behind in terms of development. We're now at just over 70%. Of the EU average in regards to GDP.
Can I just ask you though, Chris, in terms of the regional airports, what can be done, what could be done from a European perspective to enable those airports to grow more routes?
Well, the first thing we need to do is there was some flexibilities brought in around the time of the pandemic, recognising obviously that there was a massive downturn in numbers. Knock Airport was nearly approaching in 2019 1 million passengers, which would have been a massive milestone for that airport. So there's flexibilities brought in EU-wide in regards to what's known as state aid exemptions. And they're very important because there are obviously key pieces of infrastructure like airports that are not in a position to self-finance because they're just breaking even. And at the minute, you know, the state aid exemption for the likes of that is 75%, but we need to see it raised to a minimum of 90%, if not higher. And that means that the Irish government need to petition the Commission and say that they're looking for that state aid exemption, because in the likes of Knock Airport, they have massively ambitious plans to build a 600-acre strategic zone for economic development. And that'll be a game changer in our part of the world if we're able to get a Western Rail corridor and we make Knock basically a transport hub for the West and the Northwest. We need to also ensure that the Atlantic Economic Corridor becomes a core 10T, becomes part of the core 10T network. That will not only benefit our airports, but also our roads, our rails, and our ports on the west coast of Ireland.
And can I also just ask you then, what exactly is state aid exemption when it comes to the regional airports?
What it would mean is that at this time, the government can only give a certain amount in regards to assisting the development of the likes of a regional airport, let's say, for example, Knock. We need to increase that threshold, so it would mean that the airport itself would only have to come up with a much smaller amount of resources to be able to allow that development to continue. Like I said, many of our regional airports are just breaking even. And the thing is, we need to remember, we can't just see regional airports in a exclusively commercial sense. They're much more more important than that. They have a valuable role to play in terms of our society, in terms of connectivity, in terms of economic development. Because, like I said, what we need to do is heavily invest in the west of Ireland to address that sense of regional imbalance, to allow our people to be able to live and work and thrive in towns and villages all along the west coast.
And why, Chris McManus, do the regional airports need that kind of assistance? Because there are a lot of us, including myself, we go from, in my case, Galway to Dublin. It becomes a very long journey. And when you speak to a lot of people from the west of Ireland, they say they'd much rather go from Shannon Airport or Knock Airport or even Donegal, obviously, if they're up in that neck of the woods. So you would have thought there would be a lot of business passengers for flights, more flights and more business flights as well. So what is the problem? Why can't the airlines or the regional airports develop those routes?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. It's about connectivity, and I don't know anybody in Connacht who doesn't want to be able to use Knock Airport rather than to have to travel the 3+ hours to Dublin and then the minimum 2+ hours, because if we've seen what's happened in Dublin Airport, people in the west of Ireland want to use their regional airport. So it goes back to, and unfortunately in some cases, some airport regional airports have to charge a very small development fee as you go through them, and that goes back to subsidising the airport. The airports are, as I said, they are not massively profit making, so that means that we need to see some state intervention in regards to assisting them, and that's why it's critical. And as I said, is we can't keep looking at these things in a commercial sense. We can't keep looking at these things in exclusively it's costing X amount of money. We have to start looking at the, you know, ensuring that we've got a good quality of life for people along the west coast, and that they're not feel they're being treated like second class citizens. Like I said, is that people of Donegal don't even have a rail service, so if they have to use Dublin Airport, it's a horrendously long journey. And yet there's a regional airport in Castlefin close by that only at this minute has only got one route. And what we need to see is the likes of Donegal develop and grow, and the likes of Knock being able to give that scope to you know, fill their ambitious plans and to become a key economic generator in the west of Ireland.